This is tape 9, Agbayani Village, June 15th, 1974, interview with Mr. Tom Donahue.
I just want to say that the AFL-CIO stands completely behind the Farm Workers Union, and that we're going to continue, as we have been doing, continue to support the boycott, continue to support the strike, continue until the farm workers win this fight. The conduct of the Teamsters Union in last summer in sweeping in and taking over the contracts of the Farm Workers Union in Coachella and Avonlemont and all the rest of the California fields is simply one of the grossest violations of trade union morality that I've ever seen. And it's a violation that just can't go uncorrected. I just don't think that the Teamsters can get away with it, very simply. I think that the boycott is going to succeed because I think that the people of the United States aren't going to be fooled by a lot of Teamster public relations. I think that the Teamsters are now spending, I saw a figure the other day, some $100,000 a month to improve their image and to clean things up. Well, this is a story that just can't be cleaned up. It's all the PR in the world isn't going to make a labor contractor anything but a labor contractor. And all of the PR in the world isn't going to clean up the indecencies that occurred in Coachella and Avonlemont and all of the other fields in California.
That's all we need.
Okay. You know that we tried very hard to negotiate a settlement of this dispute with the Teamsters Union. We had a series of meetings extending over many months with the Farm Workers Union, AFL-CIO representatives, and with the Teamsters Union. And we came to an agreement. We sat for 3 days and negotiated an agreement and wrote it out point by point. That agreement just never was implemented because Mr. Fitzsimmons reneged on that agreement. He's changed the story on it a couple of times, unfortunately, but the fact is that he's just simply reneged on the agreement that was negotiated by some of his principal officers and principal assistants.
Is there anything to the Colson story?
I don't want to get into Colson on that.
We don't have the last name right. I think it's Kent Quermy from Ventura. $5. From F.T. Martinkers, all Oregonians here, they support the United Farm Workers by $150. So, we are honored to raise up the United Farm Workers to the up, because we know that United Farm Workers do hard for the Arabians and all workers here. We already go after United Farm Workers by our force we can to do. I'm glad, and all Arabians here are too glad and pleased from the United Arab Farm Workers here. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, Brother Jim Drake is going to take over because I'm just too tired to continue. Brother, where is the Chino? Yeah.
Sube
pues para arriba.
Pues
bájate.
Porque en vez de los cheques.
Valdez and other friends, brothers and sisters who are here. Brother Valdez from the Gardena Team Post.
Then I just get off there.
I'm Sacramento, $5. $500 was donated by Pat Valen from Paramount, California. Pat Valencia, is that it? Okay. Is the Chicano Workshop of Agora at Berkeley here, Berkeley High School? They donated $20. Okay. Somebody left a jacket.
One head.
Campos en la primavera.
go ahead.
Somewhere in love today, guys.
Hoy vamos a hacer una canción que escucha Somos de Piedra, toda la raza.
One head.
The celebration is really great. It was one of the most exciting points of my life because that celebration has given me hope that I'm going to be in a home that I might call it my own, our own, yeah.
What about the others? What do you think?
Well, it's good because that's a dream for all of us, because we don't know when we start the struggle, we don't know if we got that village, because long time ago, since the beginning, 1965, until now we got that retiring.
How about you?
Well, about the celebrations, I like it very much because we've been drew all our brother and sister to attend for that celebration, so we are happy.
What happened? You didn't tell me when you were starting to run, so you think that as soon as we started running, we didn't get the sink on. Tape 9, Agbayani Village. We're now at Shenley Camp. The last thing was an interview with three Filipinos. Today's June 15th, 1974.